Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate race today for a point of personal privilege. Am I in order?
You are in order, Senator McCoy.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I watched with interest. The governor returned from his vacation, spring break trip in Arizona, and held a press conference this morning. At the press conference, the governor stated that he thought it is unacceptable that Iowans expect more from their government and deserve better with respect to the secret hush money settlements that the state of Iowa has been engaged in. While the governor was on vacation, it was announced that there were 24 secret agreements the administration acknowledged this morning, which contained 10 lump sum agreements with confidentiality clauses and $427,000 in cash prizes, which went out to these employees to keep them quiet. In addition, the 10 secret settlements with confidentiality agreements where lump sum payments were made resumed office on since January 14, 2011, was the Iowa Veterans Home for $110,000, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for $100,000, the Iowa Department of Administrative Services for $77,000, the Iowa Department of Administrative Services again for $54,000, the Iowa Department of Administrative Services for $35,000, the Iowa Department of Public Health for $20,000, the Iowa Department of Human Services for $10,000, the Iowa Department of Education for $8,000, the Department of Human Services for $7,900, and the Department of Human Services for $4,000. Well, those are the ones that we know about right now. Since the Branstad regime took office, there have been 321 firings that have occurred, and of those firings, we do know now about this $427,000 in hush money. It went on. The governor went on to say that he's lambasted his department heads that entered into these agreements, these secret agreements, without his knowledge. And all of this occurred without the knowledge or information of the Department of Management. My question is, these are the governor's people, his handpicked department heads. And his handpicked Department of Management, which is supposedly there to oversee this. My question is, what is happening to this state government that allows these kinds of payments to go out under their nose and not hold any of these directors accountable? He said that if this happens again, heads will roll. Well, I got to tell you, he's the governor of the state of Iowa, and heads ought to be rolling right now. And the good people that have been forced out of these jobs and given money to be silent, they're the ones that took the brunt of this bad decision to terminate their employment. My question is, why isn't he talking about terminating the employment of these directors that entered into this? And what in the world happened to the Department of Management? Are they asleep at the switch down there? I mean, this is just gross. This is gross negligence. Gross negligence. So we have a lot of questions. I'm glad the governor's done with his spring break trip, but it's time now to roll up his sleeves and figure out how he's going to reshape the USS Branstad. Because it is leaking like a sieve. And whether it's the Department of Workforce Development or whether it's the secret hush money for these employees that have been terminated, or just really a lack of oversight by the Department of Management, this government's not working. This administration is failing. It's failing Iowans, and it's certainly failing the good employees of the state of Iowa. I just have to tell you that this occurred over 10 departments, and I would call that a systematic failure of this administration to manage. And I think that that I take the governor at his word that he had no knowledge of it, but I do believe that the negligence occurred with his Department of Management's failure to catch this. And I got to tell you, the next time these department heads come to you and tell you they can't afford to implement something because they don't have the money in their budget, clearly they were able to come up with $500,000 of hush money to give employees in the state, hush money to keep people quiet about their firing, hush money to keep people quiet with respect to their circumstances. This is an indictment. This is an indictment. This is a failure of this governor and this administration to lead. And I got to tell you, the Oversight Committee will be working on these issues. And I certainly hope that all of you are paying attention in your budgets. I think we also have to look at the audit process of our state government and try to determine whether we're doing enough auditing. If we have this kind of slop in our budgets that we can afford to you know, in essence, provide this hush money to bribe or help our employees remain quiet, what kind of other hush money is being used in other areas of state government? I hope that everyone is as alarmed about this as I am. I'm glad the governor's back from vacation, but I certainly hope he's ready to do some work now. Thank you.